Hello all, Nathan here. If you're a teacher in a Christian school, if you homeschool, or if you even own a school or preschool, or perhaps teach children at church, there's a special announcement coming up later which you don't want to miss. So stay tuned. I hope you enjoy the interview. God bless. As usual, Jeremy, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
My name is Reverend Jeremy Walker. I work for Grace Community Schools in Bonita Springs, Florida. I'm currently 33 years old. I work with my wife at one of our schools at the Bonita Springs location. We have our 9 children with us, which we homeschool at the location as well. Our school currently has about 250 plus students per day in our schools. And we have school going on Monday through Friday, year round. We take 1 week off at Christmas. Other than that, we have classes that go year round. We are an exclusively Christian school, which focuses on teaching Bible. And we also focus on reading in particular and academics. So our schools do quite a bit.
You're working on a couple of big projects. One of them is an updated operations manual. So who is your target audience for that? And what do you hope it will accomplish?
The operations manual comes from the school itself. The Grace Community is a model that we have here. The school has been around since 1986, and since that time, the schools have been successful from the first year. The operations manual was originally written earlier in the 1990s, and updated last was 1999. Now we're in the year 2014, and so it's been close to 15 years now since the last edition was updated. And we decided to update this with all the new information we have. Quite a few policies have changed in the last 15 years. You have a lot of other things you have to change to make yourself salesy to people that are out there and to keep your school current. And of course, just to make things more fine-tuned and better. As you can imagine, in 15 years, quite a bit more of experience has been given. And so you can take the extra experience that has been given, the new policies that put in place, things that you were able to look at in the past and say, our schools didn't do these things as well as they could have, or these things worked better. And so we were able to take all those different policies and those different procedures and able to put 15 extra years of experience into a manual. And then, of course, we also went further step by step with it as well. So the target audience would be those people that are interested in a private school, specifically focusing on preschool like ourselves, and also those people that are currently already running private schools, private Christian schools. They might have a school that focuses on the upper grades, perhaps, and they would find out that the benefit of having a preschool may be added to their school. Or, of course, those that might already have a Christian preschool. There's quite a few people that may have already had been inspired by what we've done here. And so this can also further help better run their schools with the extra experience gleaned from us. And so that would be the target audience.
So this is the experience of the 15 years since your last manual. All the years of experience, 20 plus years of experience before that, across several locations and with the experience with thousands or tens of thousands of children. So this really is an invaluable tool, and it's coming from a preschool that has been there and done that and is really going well. Can you talk us through it, the main sections of the manual?
Yes, we actually went through a lot of work on this manual. We put a lot of thought into it. It's well formatted and it's easy to go through the different sections. Each section is set down so that way it's easy to find the information you're looking for. There's different sections in the manual itself. Starting out with would be practical advice. This would be a section that talks about different things about what a person's mindset would need to be. Things like finding a location, how they would go about finding a location for their preschool if they don't already have one. Another part of this practical advice would be how to get financing. This is a very important aspect of running a preschool, of course, is finding the right location and being able to also get the financing that's required in order to be able to start your center if you don't already have one. And so some of these are what we could be in the practical advice section. The next section would be sales, advertising, and public relations. This section here is extremely important. Not enough focus is placed, I think, in the sales department. Yes, we are Christians, and yes, we have a very worthy goal. But just like any business, you have to have proper sales and proper advertising to bring in your customers. And so this section goes through in great detail about how to do your sales. Specifically, if a new person comes in, a person who has their child and looking for a school and they're thinking about which schools they go to, there's many different options that are out there for people. And so what is it that sets your school apart from others? And this part here with the sales goes through how to do that. It talks about actually taking a parent or a person coming in to prospectively going to have a student in your school and being successful at explaining what you do and being able to talk to them about it so they make a decision to choose your school versus someone else's. It also goes through a guide to talk about referrals, how to get parents who are currently in your school to refer you to their friends. And this actually is one of the most valuable sales tools above any of the rest, because once a person suggests your school to their friends, this person who's walking through your doors is pretty much already sold. Their friends, somebody they trust, somebody they rely on, has already given you a glowing recommendation. So getting these referrals from parents that are currently there is extremely valuable. Then, of course, there's basic visitor tips and sales tips. There's things about what to do on the phone, how to make a successful phone call if somebody calls up asking about your school. Then, of course, there's different forms of advertising. It's kind of an overview. It describes advertising in general of how to advertise your school. Then there's more specific ones about the pros and cons of different types of advertising techniques, one being direct mail advertising, so some of the reasons why you might want to think about that, some of the positives it has and some of the limitations that it has. Another one would be phone book advertising, how to set up a website and how to properly set your website up to where it's easy to navigate by prospective parents and things like that. Also, other things would be like search engines. Specifically in our internet age, lots of people do their searching not in the phone books sometimes. Most of it's going to be on the internet. And so how to actually go through those successfully and do these things. And also, there's also social media sites to think about as well. Facebook, you also have Twitter and other ones that are out there like that. So how to utilize these as well to get out there in public relations and to put yourself out there. You can have updates and all kinds of things and interact with the parents you currently have. And of course, they can share information with their friends as well. And so there's other things as well that go into the public relations. It also goes with managers, how they're going to interact with parents. You're going to have how managers can interact with employees. And you're going to have other things as well, like how to handle complaints and concerns. All this is going to be covered in the sales and advertising in the public relations section, which is quite detailed. And everything is minutely explained as well. The next section would be the managerial duties. This goes through all the different duties a manager would have. It has an overview and then a lot much more specifics about what a manager is responsible for. Much like how to handle learning certificates, inspectors, and inspections that come up. You're also going to have the managers responsible for the classroom lesson plans, making sure they're prepared, making sure and assisting teachers, making sure they're ready, how to handle hiring employees, how to handle things that are like scheduling and appointments, opening and closing a school, how to handle school parties, report cards, attendance, how to handle different injuries and things that might occur. And so the managerial duties section has a wide variety of things that a manager is going to have to know how to do. This section really details that out. The next section would be for teacher orientation and training. One of the big things about a school is properly making sure your staff knows what is required of them and then assisting them to make sure that they can do those things. And so the teacher orientation and training section is really detailed. This section, you would take a new employee, somebody who comes in that's going to work for the school, and you would go through all the different things that are in this section. I don't have time to go through them all because there's quite a few things in here. Briefly, covering would be things like supervision of children. It would be things like accident reporting. It would also be things like understanding licensing and regulatory standards. Other things like making sure that they understand what their job requirements are. Environmental safety issues. How to handle children that might get sick throughout the day. Keeping classrooms clean. Handling transitions. All these different things that a teacher is going to be responsible for. And like I said, this section is extremely detailed and time doesn't allow me to go through all of it. The next sections are actually really interesting. We really changed these next two sections up. We wanted it to be that a person that has their school, because it's always ongoing training that's needed and necessary. One of those things is you have different age groups. And so you always want to be able to have the rules and regulations at your fingertips so that there's new employees who can easily reference these. And you also have a manager who can pick up this and take it to these people and explain to them what's needed and what's necessary. And so the next two sections are very interesting. It's called the teacher's manual. And these are actually, you can pull them out of the operations manual itself and you can photocopy it and keep it in your classroom if you wanted to. These sections here go through all the information that a teacher would need to know how to run those rooms. The first section has to do with infants and toddlers, basically going from 6 weeks old, which are the young infants, all the way through roughly 2 years of age. And this section, like I said, can be taken directly out of the operations manual, put into a different notebook on its own, being copied. And then this can be utilized for training and other purposes. But it goes through everything, like how to handle milk and food procedures, how to handle other things like greetings and drop-off, injuries, attendance, daily health checks, cribs and other sleeping procedures, all the different things that infants and toddlers are going to be dealt with. Everything they need to know is in this section for these age groups. The next section is for the age group a little bit older, between the ages of 3 to 5. And this section has a bit more in detail because the older the child, the older the classroom, the more the different activities that they're going to have. So you're going to have extreme detail of how to go through teaching phonics games. So how to actually have a game and an activity that teaches children how to read. You have numbers, you have colors, you have shapes, you have song activities, you have poems, you have exercises, you have stories, art projects. You have how to handle outside free play and organized play. Classroom control is a really big section in this part of it, which goes through the step-by-steps of how to get a teacher trained and how to properly control a room. And I think we've discussed this before, is that the child who has the best disciplined mind, they can learn the best. And so running a very well-run classroom that's under control is very important for conducive for learning. And the next part would be disciplinary procedures and how to properly go about those in a positive manner. You also have transitions, which are extremely important. You also have how to do rewards, the reward program. You have diaper changes. You have hand washing. You have lost and found, medication, birthday parties. You name it, it's in this section. There's a ton of things in this book. And once again, this entire section can be pulled directly from the operations manual and be utilized inside the classroom. And so anytime that someone needs to be retrained for anything, it can be brought up and it can be retrained right there. It's really simple stuff. The next section would be special programs. Grace Community School has developed quite a few of these, and a lot of these promote the sales and the advertising of your school as well. And these special programs are not specifically necessary for a school to have. You don't have to have them to run a good school. But Grace Community School, over the past 28 plus years now, has learned that these programs work best, really, really helps with parent relations. It also works with making sure the school runs properly. One of those would be reader boards. What that does is all the different learning that goes on, children, their successes are advertised there and publicly in the building itself. It goes through how to do that. It has social media networks, which just discusses once again how to utilize these networks to promote your school and also to show the achievements of your students. You also have programs like dance and piano and karate instruction. All of these programs you can implement into your schools, which Grace Community School does. You can also have in there Christmas and graduation recitals. These are basically programs that you do every 6 months. You would do one at Christmas time, which is a program where the children would sing songs and they would dance, and you rent out a place for the children to be able to go there and the parents to come as well. And you also do one at graduation. We have a graduation ceremony for like kindergartners and preschool children as well. We have a section in here for school newspaper, how to actually run a school newspaper to get more information out to your parents. We also have a yearbook in here as well. How to properly run a yearbook. Grace Community School actually produces all these things for free, like the school newspaper. Parents get this for free. They do not pay for it. The yearbook is produced absolutely free to parents. And it goes how you can do that without actually losing money. And it talks about how to set up a yearbook and how to do it yourself. You can hire these things out, but most of the time you can do them all yourself without having to pay the extra expense to someone else. There's other things in here about photo program. Children get a photo of themselves. Every single child in the entire building gets a photo every single week for free to the parents. Many times whenever we're setting up a yearbook, you know, we'll get parents who will say, well, all the photos I have come from you. Because now in our digital age, nobody actually prints photos anymore. And so Grace Community does. And this is a great PR thing of how to actually get your name out there for the parents. Other things in here would be meal programs, things to think about if you wanted to produce a meal program for your students, like Grace Community School does as well. Then, of course, there's reading circles. This is the backbone of a reading program, how to actually set up a reading program and be successful at it. Then, of course, there's things to think about, like busing, if you want to do before and after school. There's also a section in there about that as well. So as you can tell, all the sections in the special programs part, these are not necessary items to have for your school, but as a whole, these sections here explain how Grace Community has been so successful by implementing these programs, and it really has helped with public relations and, of course, the success of the schools. Moving on to the next section would be about cleaning and maintenance. Most people don't want to think about these things because, of course, they're kind of the harder things to do. Nobody really wants to worry about cleaning. But if you have a clean, well-ordered building, when a person walks up to your building, when a person walks into your hallway, into your office, into your classroom, into your bathroom, it says volumes about you. And if you walk into a bathroom and it's dirty and it smells bad, it's going to give you a bad impression. If you walk into a hallway or into a classroom, there's trash on the floor or the walls are dirty, this is going to leave an impression for a person. So these are the types of things that talk about your building without actually saying anything. These are impressions that a person will have. And so this section goes through how to keep your playgrounds clean, your bathrooms, your air conditioners and your thermostats, your parking lot, your toys, your rest mats, your hallways, your classrooms, your school signs, like if you have a sign out by the road, and of course your landscaping. So this kind of goes through everything in detail about how to set these things up, to maintain them and keep them organized, and to make your building really shine. The next section will be school structure. And this kind of goes through ideas that you're going to need to think about. Building design is a big one, especially if you're not going to rent a building, but if you're going to design it yourself and build it. This has some practical ideas about how to set it up. There's ideas about classroom appearance, also ideas in there about licensing versus accreditation, incorporation, how to run Bible times and Bible lessons, how to handle state authorities and other inspectors that you have as well. And so this section here kind of covers the nuts and bolts of ideas you need to think about if you run a school. And then the last section that we have in here is called office and accounting. And this section, of course, would go through everything you would need to know about how to answer the phone, how to handle students when they arrive, new students when they sign up and how they would do their paperwork, how to do things like payments and bookkeeping and billing, and if there's any disputes over billing and how to handle those successfully, how to handle tax purposes, any tax papers that the parents would need for the end of the year when they file their taxes. Also things like how to handle payroll and book fees and supply fees. So the office and accounting section is quite detailed as well. Now all these sections would be the printed sections that are inside the manual. The last section that we have available is not actually going to be printed because there's just too many documents to actually make it feasible to print and put into the binder. Otherwise, the binder would be extremely large. The last section is about documentation. So it's nice and wonderful to talk about all these things, but what does it look like? What does it really look like? And so what we did was we took almost every document that Grace Community currently uses, and we're making those available for people to look at. Now, it's going to be suggested that what they do is not utilize our documents, but to use ours as a template, as an idea of how to make their own. And so that's really the idea. And so we've taken all the documentation that we utilize, if it's closing out forms for billing, or if it's classroom, if it's a sign that hangs on the wall. And one of those in particular, some of them are in great detail, much like how to clean a bathroom, going into great detail how to do these, how to do diaper checklists, and everything else you could possibly think of is in this documentation folder. But this will be made in a digital format, and this is going to accompany the manual itself, and this kind of rolls us over, I guess, into the next topic. But this will be in a digital format. The manual itself will be sold in a physical format, but it will also be sold with all the digital files as well. This way, if the manual gets damaged, a page gets ripped or lost, you can just print a new one and then put it back in the binder. So I've always felt that whenever people sell things, they never sell a digital copy. So you end up with some secondhand copy that you had to copy 17 times and re-put back in the binder. I think we've all been there before. And so we're going to give the original documentation in digital format. And so you just reprint it yourself and put it back in the binder. And so that kind of covers what is in the manual. And as you can tell, it's quite extensive.
That is amazing. You had me sold about the first point there. But if you haven't taught, then you might think that it's teaching is just a matter of perhaps even the subject matter. But there's so much more just within the classroom. And when you're talking about running a business, of course, there's the whatever happens in the building from the top to the bottom. There's so much, but it sounds as if, and I'm sure you have just put everything in there, it sounds as if you've really stuffed everything in there that you need. And you really do need all these things. If you don't have it written down, then you're going to have to make it up yourself. And it's not going to be as good as what you've got in there with all your vast experience. So I'm really looking forward to seeing a copy of that. So what can this manual do for those opening a new childcare facility or looking to upgrade their existing establishment.
When you open up a brand new school, there's a lot of questions, especially if a person does not have lots of experience. Maybe they're just walking into this with their eyes open saying, I would like to run a childcare facility. But frankly speaking, maybe they've just been a teacher. Maybe they haven't gone through all the experience of doing sales, of being working in the office, and all the things that go into it. So it's a really daunting task for the person just walking into a business and not having any experiences in doing it themselves. So if it's a new person going to think about this idea, this manual is invaluable, really is. It's taking all the experience that Grace Community School has had, 28 plus years of experience, and it's giving it to them. Instead of having to start at the bottom and rebuild and make all those mistakes themselves, you stand on the shoulders of those people that have already made those mistakes, people that have already said, don't do this, this is a mistake, do it like this. And so it's building on experience, and experience really is invaluable, much like how an adult would be able to pass on an experience that they've had to their children. And so this right here is exactly what this would be entailed for me, is to stand on the shoulders of those people that have been doing it for years, and not only doing so, but doing so extremely successfully. And I can't stress that enough. There really is a difference between running a school and running a successful school. And that right there is the difference between what Grace Community Schools is versus many, many, many other places. Most facilities that we see in particular maybe run 5 years, if they're lucky. They have a 5-year shelf life and then they're done. But Grace Community Schools has a track record of success, and it is just invaluable information for the person that's walking into it. Now, the person that might already have a school and be thinking about upgrading, once again, even though you have your school already, you can still extremely, extremely have the experience you have, utilizing the experience of other people and being able to take that experience and then implement it in your school. So the operations manual is easily implementable into your location. Like we were talking about, a lot of the stuff that's in here is the things we've done. We've said, hey, this was not the best way to do it. We found a better way to do it, an easier way to do it. Other programs you can implement into your school to make your school more successful, more appealing, all the different things that would go into it. So really, for either a person starting out or a person who already has an existing center already, the manual really is invaluable for both people.
Wow. And again, even if you do have a successful childcare business, everybody can benefit from learning a little bit more. And really, it sounds like an absolute gold dust. So people pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for a McDonald's franchise, plus their franchise fees each year. And what they get for that is the training and the manual, how to run things from the top to the bottom, no, nothing left out. So how much do you think this manual is worth in dollar terms to a business or ministry?
Well, I think that it's important to think about the dollar function. When you live in the real world, when you're running a business, you're going to have to meet certain bills. You're going to have employees. You're going to have paychecks. You're going to have to pay light bills. You're going to have to pay rental bills or mortgages. Whatever it is that you have, you're going to have to deal with the money market. But I think when you're thinking of Christian preschool, Christian schooling is the subject. I think that you're going to have to start not necessarily with the dollar figure. What you're going to have to start is, how much is one soul worth? And that for me is really where you're going to have to start. If you start thinking in those terms, when you're thinking of sales, when you're on the phone, you see a parent walk through the door, you're not thinking, whoa, I'm going to be getting another $100 per week. That's more money in my pocket. You're thinking, I'm trying to sell for one more soul I get the opportunity to witness to in my building. So I think that that's really going to have to be your mindset when you're in this type of thing. It's not just a business, like you said, McDonald's. We're not just trying to sell hamburgers. When you see a parent coming through the door, they're walking in with a child. And this is an opportunity you're going to be given by God to witness to this child every day. And so I think that whenever you're doing your sales and all the rest, the dollar is not what you're looking at specifically. Now, that, of course, is a factor, but that's not your primary target. It's not the dollars. So I would say that's where you're going to have to start. Now, as far as how much is this worth, as far as franchise, if you're going to look at it from a money perspective, if you're going to have a student in your school, roughly tuition for a student, if you wanted to average it out, would be about $100. So you're looking at roughly $100 per student in your door if you're talking about dollar figures. If you had, of course, 100 students inside your building, you're looking roughly at, $10,000 a week? And then if you multiplied that by, say, 52 weeks in a year, you have, I believe that would be $520,000 a year. If you were looking at the brass money tax of what it would money brought in. Now, that, of course, would be net. That's without your expenses, of course, building and everything else. And so even with that dollar figure, and that sounds like a really large amount because it is, but you can still make that amount of money and still go bankrupt. The difference being is how you actually operate your business. Are you actually successful, or are you just throwing money at an operation that is just sucking all the money away, and therefore you go bankrupt even though you are actually bringing in students? And so that is also what the manual does as well. It doesn't just teach you how to bring people in, but it's how to keep them there, how to witness to them, and then, of course, not only all those things, but how to actually be longevity, how to keep them there and be productive at it, be profitable at it, because you're going to have to make a profit in order to stay in business. So it's not just about bringing people in, but it's about keeping them there and being successful in the long run. And so there is a dollar figure attached to this, and the manual itself, like most people, they have operations manuals. McDonald's, I believe, has one. Quite a few other people do, and they're trade secrets. They hold on to them. If you want to partake of these secrets that they have, then you're going to have to franchise with them. They're going to hold on to you. They're going to hold on to control with you. You have to kind of come to them for everything. You're going to have to pay fees to them for everything. And so it really is, the idea and the concept is purely economical. It's purely about making a profit. It's purely about the money involved. See, that's the difference between what we do here and what McDonald's does. As what we're doing with our operations manual is making it available to other people, not because we want other people to purchase it. We're not in the manual selling business, as it were. We're not in the franchise business. We are in the evangelical business. We're about winning souls and helping other people do that. If someone else can take our manual and open up a school, if they can also then bring in students and utilize our system, and they bring in these students and teach them the Word of God, it's a win all across the board. Everybody wins. We don't need the money coming from the people in. We don't need a franchise for these people to give us money. If they can get out there and they can soul win, and we can motivate other people to do what we're doing, that is really the goal. It's not about brass tacks financials. And so the manual itself has sold in the past, and this is kind of a surprise. We haven't explained this to anybody except those people that know about it. The manual has in the past been available for $250, which is really a steal. The manual itself has sold in the past, and this is kind of a surprise. We haven't explained this to anybody except those people that know about it. The manual has in the past been available for $250, which is really a steal, even at that price. But as we redid this new edition, we wanted to even make it easier to get in the hands of people, because it really is that important. And so what we did is we ridiculously dropped the price in everything, not because it's any less valuable, but because it's more valuable. It has more information, more step-by-step. It would help you much more than the older one did because of how much we poured into this. Once again, 15 more years of experience put into the manual. And so what we did is we dropped the price from $250 just down to $100. That's it. Basically giving this away to people that are willing to walk out there, to stand up, start themselves a school, and bring in people, not for Grace Community School, not for us, for God, for His kingdom, not for us. And so that's why we dropped the price down, to make it accessible to anybody that wants it. And that's what it's there for. Please just take the information, use this information, take our experience, learn from that experience, and not only can you be financially stable, we've talked about this in another interview, but you can also bring in people as well, and the reward you can have for one soul is much more than you could have for all the money that you might gain from being a successful businessman. And for us, if we can help other people do that, well, that's reward on our sides too, for assisting fellow Christians in doing this job. And so that right there is the big surprise we were going to reveal on this show, is that basically it's just $100 for this manual. And we really are trying to get this information out there to people and make it easy for them to have, so they can get out there and get to work.
That is sincerely a remarkable price. And if you had said it was $1,000, it still would have been worth the price. Where can people get their hands on this?
Well, this manual is available directly from us. Go to our website, which we have devoted to this. Our program is a general sense. We've discussed our apprenticeship program in the past. Our website is www.gcsapprenticeship.com. And on there, you're going to be able to find a section for books and information. Click on that, you'll find the operations manual available there. You'll be contacting us directly. And what will happen with the operations manuals, we'll send you a hard copy. We'll print it up for you and ship it to you. It'll also be accompanied with a USB drive, which will have all the digital files, which will come to you as well. And so all you really have to do is contact us. Anyone who purchases the manual, we will keep a record of. And then as, of course, if you can befriend us on Facebook or you watch our website, what'll happen is as we update this manual and as we update with new content and new information, and when hopefully we're going to try to do it once a year. If there's any changes, we're going to try to update it once a year. And then anyone who has purchased this manual from us in the past can write to us, call us, email us, and request the update for free. And so there's no repurchasing. And as we ourselves gain in experience and more information, we're going to give that out to those people as well for free. All they'd have to do is just contact us, and we'd be able to ship it out to them for free. That would probably be in a more of a digital format, and they'd be able to just print it out and add that to their manual, their existing manual.
So is this all you need to open a school, or is there another piece of the puzzle?
If you think of the operations manual, you're thinking of how to do things. How do I close out? How do I run a classroom? How do I teach children to read? How do I make sales? How do I interact with parents? This is the hows. But the next important part would be the whats. What do I fill my day with? So you're going to have games. You're going to have papers. You're going to have activities. And many, many places sell curriculums. There's quite a few curriculum companies out there. Anybody that's involved in education, I'm sure, has heard of quite a few of them. And in our many years, we've dealt with a lot of them. The difference is that we got tired of having to keep going back and repurchasing every year. And when you think of 8 locations, and my school alone's got 250 students, you can imagine the prices start to rise greatly every year. And one of the things is, once again, it's not running your business and just continuing on doing it, but how can I do it better? And so what we did with our experience over the last 15 years is we've created our own curriculum over the last couple of years. And what this does is it allows a person to have everything they need. When I see everything, some people think, well, they're going to tell me some learning material. They're going to give me a little bit of information about how to play a game or something. And then, of course, if you wanted to play those games, you're going to have to purchase those separately. You're going to have to buy those activity sheets. You're going to have to buy those posters. You're going to have to buy all the different things that come with it. And you're going to have to do that every year. If, of course, you lose something, you might have to buy another manual for your curriculum or another book for your curriculum. So the prices keep going up and up and up. What our curriculum is called College Can Begin at 2. That was our slogan. Has been for quite a long time. College Can Begin at 2, and our preschoolers can read. And so we took that slogan and turned it into the name of our curriculum. And we do have a website currently devoted to this. It's currently just a splash page right now. It's called www.collegecanbeginat2.com. And once this curriculum is available, you'll be able to go there and see everything that's involved. Briefly, what's involved is this. There are roughly 52 weeks in the year. We've created 51 weeks of lesson plans. You can take these lesson plans. We actually use them at Grace Community School, and you have everything you need on these lesson plans. What I mean by what do you have on these lesson plans, let me flip to one real quick here and I'll get some information on it. On the lesson plans, there's going to be themes. So you have 51 themed activities. If it's farm and garden or if it's outer space, all the different activities that make things fun for kids. And then, of course, on these things, there's going to be all the activities you need. Roughly, there's 4 games per day that are planned and given to you. You can, of course, add your own things as well. Creative teachers can add their own things. But this gives you lots of ideas, lots of activities to do. It also has an art project every single week. So there's roughly 51 art projects inside this curriculum. And there's also papers. And right now, there are 3 papers per day that's on there. There's letter papers, number papers, color papers, name writing papers, shape papers, and there's even Spanish papers in there as well. And there's also activities or special activities, even dress-up days. Because keeping things fun for kids as well as parents, making them excited about your program is extremely important. And so what this curriculum does is it gives you all the ideas and everything that you need. Now, it's not just the lesson plan. It's not just telling you about the games. It's also given you everything you need to play those games, like any activity coloring papers that you need. Besides just the papers, you can have in coloring the letter H, maybe, or the letter A, and it has full activities and full papers on them. All the activities you would need that are inside the lesson plan, it's all given to you. You don't have to purchase anything else. It's just given to you. And so this is really covering everything. It's including also in that, it's got a full content of what to teach. So you're not trying to think, or your teachers aren't trying to think about, oh, what am I supposed to teach this week, or how am I supposed to teach it, or how is it supposed to be broken down? Everything is broken down in minute detail. And so these lesson plans, these activities, these games, everything broken down into this curriculum is basically everything about the what do I do throughout my entire day, including, of course, what special events do I have for that week. It's a treasure trove of information. Literally, we run 8 schools on it here in Southwest Florida. We've been doing so for years on this curriculum. We've just now put it into a more finalized format so that we can actually make it available to other people. And so this is also what's going to be available as well from us as well, not just the operations manual, although it can be purchased separately. Now, this information here is far more valuable and far more helpful than just the operations manual is. Anybody who's taught in a classroom understands how tedious it is to make lesson plan after lesson plan. Where do I get my games? Where do I get my activities? And this curriculum makes it sustainable. So you're not expending lots of expenditures to keep your school running. It's sustainable. In other words, you can save the activities, you can save these games. And we go through in great detail how you can do that. So every year you're not paying more and more and more and more money. You just utilize the same materials year after year after year, and you can, like I said, the easiest way to explain it is it's just awesome. It's the best way to explain it.
Very good.
But what it is that it's only going to be currently, with the current rate for this, is only $150.
Wow.
This is literally everything of the what. So if you take the how of the operations manual, you take the what of the College Committee Again at 2 curriculum, you will have everything you need except a building and staff to run a school.
Brother, my heart, as someone who has taught preschool, my heart leaps at the thought of having everything ready so that you're not constantly having to assemble things and hook things out, reprint things. It sounds wonderful, and to have something that has been thought out and that works, it really is something I'm looking forward to getting my hands on. Is there a schedule for that?
Yes, it's actually going to be out rather soon. We're putting the final touches on it now. We're just tying up a few loose ends, finishing things up. Currently, what's available with it is the age range of 3 to 5. As we talked about, there's a couple different age groups in there. There will also be available 2 other age groups as well. One of the questions would be, what do I do with anyone who's under the age of 3? What kind of activities do I utilize for those that are above 1, 2 years old? That's also going to be part of this as well. It's going to be a 2 to 3 curriculum as well, which will accompany the 3 to 5s. It will have just as much information and just as many lesson plans. So another 51 lesson plans that accompany for just that age group. Then, of course, what do I do for older ones? We mentioned having an after-school program or summer camp. What do I do with the older kids? What do I do with my kindergartners? What do I do with these age groups? So we're also going to be putting together another 51 lesson plans with activities and everything else with a different age group. This age group is going to be focused between the ages of 6 to 12. And so all the games and activities you can think of are going to be changed based on their ages because they're at different interests, things that they think are fun, things they think are entertaining are different. A 2-year-old's interest level will be different than a 10-year-old's interest level. And so the activities have to be changed and modified to make it interesting for all age groups. And so that's another thing that this curriculum will have as well. The 3 to 5 will be available first. The 2 to 3 will probably be added second. And then the 6 to 12 age group will be added last. And then once you have this, pretty much you'll have every lesson plan you could possibly think of for any age group that's going to be within 6 weeks old, roughly up to the age of 12. It really will have everything. And it won't be more than $150 that we're currently putting this out there. And the reason, once again, is we're not in the curriculum business. We are in the soul-winning business. We're very much evangelical. And so giving this information out to other people is very important to us. Now, as you can think, all these materials printed that I just described to you, lesson plans, games, activities, would be far exceeding $150 just printing them. And that's not the materials themselves. That's just printing it up with the ink and the paper and possibly the binders. So the curriculum curriculum itself will not be in a hard format. It won't come in binders. It will come only as a digital format to make it cost efficient for us. And so what will happen is you'll be given, once again, a USB drive with all these files on it. It'll have an extensive index which tells you where everything is at and how to utilize it and a step-by-step of everything. And this will be available to people when it comes to them and just in the digital format. Then, of course, they can print them out themselves. I would suggest printing them out as you need them. So when you're on week one, you print everything out for week one. When you're on week two, you print everything out for week two. And by the end of the year, you've printed out 51 weeks of things without breaking your pocketbook every week because you haven't printed that much each week. And then, of course, you take everything and you put it in the binders yourself. And then you have a hard copy. You can also have a digital copy. But that's up to the person's discretion how they want to do it. They could also just leave it on their computer in just a digital format.
So is there anything else you'd like to share?
I would say this is, if you're interested in this in preschools, if you're interested in Christian schools, if you're interested in producing a product that is fantastic, if you're interested in being able better to run a school for the kingdom of God, learn how to do sales better. Learn how to run your school better. Learn how to make it more appealing to people that are coming into your school. Learn how to make it more fun so that the children are happier. Learn how to make it better so the parents go home and will recommend you to other people. Learn how to do all these things so that you can bring in those souls that are without measure in price. Go ahead, contact us. Get the manual. When the curriculum is available, get that too. Because with these products, you'll be able to start your own school if you wanted to do that. And then, of course, if you have your own school, you'll be able to utilize these programs to make yours better. Utilize the experience of other Christians who've been out there, who've done this, and been extremely successful in what they do. And so that's what I would say is the final words for me, is the prices we set them at, the reason why we did it was to help you as much as we can. We're not out there trying to pull out more money from people. We don't want to franchise and have Grace Community Schools name everywhere. What we want is other people to be inspired to go out there and evangelize as we have and to bring in these souls for the kingdom. And that's why we've set the prices at what they have. Because as you said before, we could easily set these prices extremely high for what the materials are. But we just want to make them available to other people to help them. And that's exactly what we're called to do.
Amen. And thanks very much. Appreciate your work. And I say, I really am looking forward to that very much.
Don't miss the latest episode. Subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and bookmark the blog today.